Etias Perikei, Mishnah Hey 5-5. This is the second half, I'll call it, of the previous Mishnah, where we had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, or maybe Rabbi Elazar, who said there were two things to add to the list, that Beis Shammai is lenient, Beis Hillel is machmir. So this is the last of those, the second of the two. It also is really the last of the entire topic of the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is machmir. So this is the last of those. And the topic here has to do with marriage in a Yibum scenario. The case is like this. You have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And both Reuven and Shimon die, and they leave no living descendants, which means their two widows, Rachel and Leah, now fall to Yibum or Chalitza before they can marry someone else, if not through even the late brothers of Levi or Yehuda. Now, the problem is, as we explained before, that when there's this bond called Zika between the surviving brother-in-law and his late brother's widow, so that kind of looks and feels like marriage, in as much as the same way Kedushim, you give a woman a ring, let's say, Harem HaKodeshali, so that Kedushin or the Erisin, so it forbids her to marry anybody else. She's in that state till you resolve that connection by either marrying her or giving her a get and divorcing her. So too, a woman who is a Shomeres Yavam, she has a Zika, she has a bond, she's waiting to do Yibum or Chalitza with her brother-in-law. She can't marry anybody else until he resolves that bond, either through Yibum or Chalitza. So it feels kind of like marriage. And therefore the rabbi said, Madura Banan, we're going to treat in certain ways a woman who is Zakuka to a man, that bond exists, as if they're kind of married. The main implication that will be that some of her relatives become forbidden midirabanan, as if he was married to her, because you can't marry, for example, a woman and her sister. So there's one isur derabanan, the central one that our Mishnah focuses on, is called achos zukukoso, the rabbinic prohibition against marrying the sister of a woman with whom you have a zika. So what's happening in our particular Mishnah is that these two women, Rachel and Leah, are widows from these two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. There are two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, who could midoraisa do yibum with either or both of them, like one each. But the rabbis said each one of them can't marry either, because, let's just focus on one, for example. Let's just focus on, say, Levi. So Levi can't marry Rachel because he already has a zika to Rachel's sister, Leah. So therefore, Leah is forbidden to midorabanan because she is a chos zukukaso. And similarly, of course, Levi can't marry Leah because Leah is a chos zukukaso to Rachel, and similarly, for exact same reasons, Yehuda can't marry either of these two women as well. So, therefore, the only recipe, midrabanan, is that these women need to get their zika severed, not through Yibum, but rather through Chalitza, and therefore, either or one or both, one or the other of the brothers has to give Chalitza to one or to each of these sisters, and then they're free to marry somebody else, and no one can be married. That's the din, that's straightforward enough. Okay, and not even machlokas. The question is, what happens if, let's say, Levi gives does chalitza with Rachel. So now Leah is still waiting for Yibum or chalitza. What's supposed to happen in midrabanan is that Yehuda, or Levi for that matter, gives her a chalitza, not a Yibum. What happens if Yehuda ends up going in and marries her? So there's Yibum between Yehuda and Leah. So now, that was a violation of a din derabanan. He wasn't supposed to that because she had been previously a chos zukukaso, now the zika's gone because Rachel got chalitza, but now they're still not supposed to get married, but they did. So can they stay together, or do we force them to get divorced? So according to the Tanna Kamma, the consensus, the Stam, is they have to get divorced, end the discussion. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Elazar, depending on the Girsa, that's the point of our Mishnah here, he holds that it's a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is lenient, meaning they can stay married. Beis Hillel is machmir and says they have to get divorced. The lacha is like the Stam consensus, meaning they have to get divorced, and that would be consistent with Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Eliezer. The point, however, is there's the machlokas that exists between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai if the divorce is required or not. And Beis Shammai lenient says no. One other point I want to speak out before I go the mission inside. So there's no difference in Yehuda and Levi, really. So the question becomes, so why do we have four brothers? Why can't it just be three brothers? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon married to the sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Now Rachel and Leah fall to Yibum with the surviving brother Levi. He can't do Yibum with either because both are Achos Zekukaso. So why can't we say, okay, so he'll do, if he does Chalit to the one, can he now, and he does Yibum to the second one, could they stay married? The answer is, even according to Eliezer, in that case, Beis Shammai would be strict and not let them stay together. Because aside from being if we won't let, let's say, Levi marry through Yibum Leah after he does Chalitza with Rachel, her sister, because not only was Leah once Achos Zekukaso, which we've been talking about up to now, she now continues to be a separate Isser Durabanan, which is called Achos Chalutzaso, the sister of his woman with whom he did Chalitza. And Chalitza, as we see throughout Kol Torah Kula, in the rabbinic literature anyways, is treated as being very close to, essentially, tantamount to a grusha, a gerush, and a divorce. And you can't marry your ex-wife's sister, period. So even Beis Shammai would agree, once, if there be one brother only, so if Levi first did Chalitza with Rachel, so now Rachel's is like, as it's like his Chalutza, kind of like his grusha, and now he for sure could never marry her living sister, Leah. But if we have four brothers, and so then two are surviving, Levi and Yehuda, if Levi does Chalitza with Rachel, let's say, so now Yehuda doesn't have the issue of Achos Chalutzaso with Leah. And that's why we will let, if they get married, according to Beis Shammai, anyways, they could stay married. Halacha, like I said before, however, is like the consensus, which is reflecting also Beis Hiloshita in this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore they can't stay married. That's the story outside. Inside, the Mishnah says as follows: Arba Achim, you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shnai Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Mesu HaNesuim L'Achayos, and the two that were married to those two sisters, meaning Reuven and Shimon, now die, leaving the widows, Rachel and Leah, to have to do Chalitza, or Yibum for that matter, possibly Midoraisa, with the two surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, says the Mishnah. Hare Elu Cholzos, the Mishnah says they have to do Chalitza, Velo Misiabmos. There's not an option midrabanan for Yibum because both Levi and Yehuda are restricted from doing Yibum with Rachel and Leah because each of them are Achos Zekukaso, and that's Aser midrabanan. Vim Kadmu Vakansu, and if, anyways, one of them does Yibum after the one did Chalitza, still Yotziu. We don't let them stay married, we force them to get divorced. Period. Rabbi Eliezer Amer Mishum Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer says Beis Shammai disagree with this, and he says that Beis Shammai said Yikaimu, that the second brother, I'll call it Yehuda, may keep the second woman through even after the fact. We don't get them divorced because now she's no longer Eishas Zekukaso, and she never became Eishas Chalutzaso, so she's the last they married Bidiyeved. The Beis Hillel Omrim Yotziu. Beis Hillel say no, you can't do that. You flouted the rabbi's prohibition of marrying someone who had once been Achos Zekukaso, and therefore they can't get married. And if they do get married, we still force the divorce. And again, halacha, like I'll call it Beis Hillel, like the consensus, Tanakama, that we force them to get divorced.